Dakota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
You want to live to see tomorrow, right? Whoever's killing you knows it's your birthday.
Pretty much the entire school knows.
Guys, welcome to another episode of Katie Afraidy on the Fangoria Network.
Woo!
I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and I am so excited to have this lovely, lovely, lovely human on. She is hilarious, performs all around town. You can check her website for all the days she's performing. It's Ariana Raman.
Oh my God, thank you. Thanks. I'm excited to be here. And also, it's very funny because I actually don't watch horror.
I know. I was going to this. She's like, I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, we can watch something silly.
You gave me something really light, which was very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a silly movie.
Yeah, it was. I teared up at one scene, but I also cry at every movie.
Okay, fair.
And I was also very sleep deprived.
Fair.
It's less horror. I mean, they don't even have that many. Like when she dies, you don't even see really the deaths and stuff. So that was really helpful.
So what about horror is like not like your cup of tea?
I don't know, because I actually enjoy like how it can elicit such a strong emotional reaction. Like I actually really love that. And I think horror is like, if you can make a good horror film, like you're incredibly talented.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them are corny or gory and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think I was really easily scared as a kid.
Okay.
And I like spooky stuff a lot, but mm-hmm. I don't like the unnecessary gore or the like whatever. And it's funny because I listen to a lot of true crime that never gives me nightmares. I fall asleep listening to it. Not anymore, but I used to. But horror films, they like give me really vivid nightmares. Like I'm a very vivid dreamer. And so I'm like, it just takes me there for some reason. And I like remember seeing like a Rumpelstiltskin as a kid, not even the full movie. It was just like on for a couple minutes. And I had nightmares for 8 months. And and I'm like, that shouldn't be happening.
Yeah,
you know?
You're like, like, I think I'm just a little traumatized.
I just avoid them because I don't know what will happen.
Yeah.
You know? And I live alone. It's like, I don't need to be doing that, you know?
That's fair.
So the movie you gave me to watch, I watched in full daylight.
Yes, like, as you should. I also just want to point out, I have met so many people who are like, I love true crime, but I hate horror.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
what is that?
I'm like, they're the same. They're like, no, they're not. I'm like, no, they're like literally the same, but like one is real and one is fake.
I mean, I guess the thing for me is that like horror is so fantastical and like when you're listening to true crime, they aren't trying to scare you, right? Okay. They're not like pacing it in a way that's like suspenseful, I guess.
Yeah, it's more like
here are the facts. Yeah, here are the facts.
You're like,
this guy's in jail.
She was butchered.
Yeah, yeah.
Bodies spread everywhere. You're like, oh, that's fine. But you see it happening. You're like, I don't
want that. And I mean, I had like a crisis about listening to true crime a couple years ago and felt really bad about it. And so I kind of stopped listening to it. Okay. But it doesn't freak me out, I think, because I'm like, okay, I know the ending is, you know, how it's going to be versus like sometimes you watch horror movies and it's like, oh, plot twist, there's going to be a sequel. It's like, no, I'm not doing that.
Well, surprise, there is a sequel to this movie.
Yeah, is it out already?
It is. It's been out. We watched Happy... Someone commented on my stutter.
Oh, no.
And they're like, wow, your stutter's gone away. And then I've been stuttering
And then you're like,
more.
Now it's back.
It's back. So Happy Death Day. There we go.
There we go.
Crushed
you
it.
Did it. It's hard when it's an alliteration.
Yeah.
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 Okay, I might watch the sequel.
It's campy. It's so fun. It acknowledges how insane it is and just ramps it up times 10.
Okay. And is it the same characters?
Yes.
Okay. So, because is that, I kind of did Google, because in the film, you know, there's this like, I don't know if you want to explain it, but like they repeat her death. She keeps dying over and over again, but it's not clear why. Like, like, why is there a death loop, you know? Do they reveal in the second film?
Kind of.
Okay.
Kinda, she gets trapped again.
Oh God!
And then,
but is someone's trying to kill her again? Why? Why is everyone trying to kill this girl?
You know, she was a bitch.
She really was. Okay, so I think I texted you that I had a lot of thoughts about.
I'm excited because this movie, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, this is so fun. I'm like, it's Groundhog Day with a killer baby.
Yeah, I actually do really enjoy the concept of it. I think conceptually very strong in terms of like having like this repeat killer kind of going after one person. And I do think like I teared up at the scene with the dad because obviously like she's going through emotional turmoil. So there is some emotional stake in the film.
Yeah.
But the opening first 5 minutes of the film, I was like, oh, this is the worst writing I've ever seen in my life. I was seriously like, oh, this is going to be so fun to watch because I can suspend my reality because the writing is so bad.
Yeah.
Because they open the film and I forget what the line is, but she like... her character makes no sense. Like, you first you're like, okay, what's going on? She wakes up in this dorm room, right? And then her immediate conversations with people are just like, oh, like what, like so like obtuse to what you've already seen of the character.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, like we don't like this because we don't eat carbs. And I was like, what is happening? Like, I was just like, they're immediately, she throws the cupcake on the ground because she, like, there's a garbage can. My God.
Yeah,
like,
also, it's just,
it was so over the top, you know, of her character being this like bitch. But then you also like don't see her being a bitch in the first like few minutes, so it was just like you see it through the conversation, and I think that's why the dialogue sounded so bad. And so you're just like, what is happening? Like, this girl made you a cupcake. You
should be thankful. You should eat that cupcake.
Yeah, I was like, I actually really identify with her roommate wanting to kill her.
Yeah,
so.
That whole reason when you find out it's so did you realize it was her roommate?
No.
Okay.
So here's my thing. Okay. Well. Can I be honest?
Oh my God, yeah, go ahead.
I have to be honest, guys, but I actually was so scared to watch. I don't watch a lot of horror movies, always read the synopsis.
Okay.
So I had like figured out like by reading the synopsis that was what was going on.
Okay.
But I watching the film, I had no clue that's what was going on because it just seemed so random at the end.
Yeah.
And then also they like, so the thing is that her roommate killed her, wanted to kill her, not because she was a bitch, but because she was sleeping with her crush at work, the professor guy, right? And I'm like, if you're gonna want to kill me over that, he has to be 10 times cuter.
Yeah, he was.
Can we talk about it? I mean, he's handsome.
He's
like,
handsome, but like, you're really gonna...
Babe, you're not Michael B. Jordan. Like, you're like, not. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, he's like a six.
Yeah.
Like, he's not a 10. Like, yeah. I wouldn't kill for
I wouldn't,
him.
Yeah.
Also, babe, like, you could go for somebody else. I don't know. Sure. I love that line, though. What did she say?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you've been sleeping with, you know, my man. And also, you're a dumb bitch, too.
Yeah. Because like, it's like, it, she's not like, oh, you're a bad person for making, like, you're sleeping with a married man or whatever. Like, it's like, you want to do the same thing. You're a bad person, too.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, that, I think, is what is, like, at least she kind of had like a little bit of like a moral come to Jesus, the main character in it. But it was just so bizarre. And then the real killer of the movie is the cupcake.
Oh, yeah.
Which is hilarious to me.
Because calories.
Calories, baby.
You can't do them. You can't do them when you're in a sorority.
The best character is that doofy guy. What's his name? Carter?
Carter.
Man.
He's so adorable.
I'm such a dope. I'm like, he's way hotter than the professor.
Oh, 100%.
Way hotter.
Oh, he's so sweet.
Yeah. He's the Gordo to her Lizzie, you know?
You're like, they're never going to end up together. And you're like,
yeah.
They mm-hmm. need to end up together. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just.
Are they together in the second movie? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a.
I'm gonna watch it. It's
honestly, it's really fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun. The one of my favorite characters who is more prominent in the second movie is the sorority girl.
The brunette one.
Yeah.
Okay. She was fun.
She's just over the top, nasty.
Okay.
But also, like, the most extreme lines you've ever heard.
Okay, yeah, they also had, like, a random racist storyline thrown in there as if it was, like, I was like, what is happening right now?
Did I miss that? Where was...
The girl, there's one sorority girl that's not white, and she's the one that sits down with the chocolate milk.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, I guess there was an Asian one, too, but she just sees the body die in front of her. But they, like, it really is, like, they're kind of, like, you know, she's like, why are you eating chocolate milk and all these calories and stuff? And it's, like, they zoom out of the table, and it's, like, one black girl and then, like, all these blondes. And I was like, that's clearly very pointed.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
That's
yeah, I was like, yeah, let's throw in all these side plots and all these side quests. Yeah,
that's why not a Blumhouse horror movie.
Yeah,
is nothing but chaotic.
What other movies have they made?
Freaky, which is Freaky Friday, but with a teenage girl and Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, yeah,
that one's fun.
I think I've seen that one.
I like it.
Yeah. That one was a little bit watching through my eyes, though, because it was a little gory for me.
It was more horror.
Yeah.
What else have they done? They did Ma. Oh,
okay. I can't watch that.
Ma's not that scary.
Really?
It's more. As soon as you see Octavia Spencer's hair,
you're like, all right.
You're like,
you're like, are you selling Lucky Charms as a side business? Like, what is this haircut? Yeah.
It's a bowl.
Yeah, she looks like a little leprechaun. Yeah.
She does, honestly. And you're like, you deserve better.
Okay, interesting. Better. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like the silliness of it. I like the camp of it.
It's so fun. So, is there one day in your life that you would want to repeat over and over again if you were trapped in the time loop? Or one day you wouldn't.
Oh, God. The thing is like, you would have to, like, relive the very, very best day of your life.
Yeah.
But then don't you think that's kind of, like, tiring as well?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because first I was like, maybe I'd just pick a normal day. But then that's monotony of life. You know,
that's
a boring thing. I think, I don't know. I would love to be able to repeat, like some things with, like, my family, because, like, I have a lot of family that still lives in Bosnia and stuff, and, like, I remember, like, my 7th birthday and stuff, but then I'm like, I don't want to be 7 over and over again, you know?
Yeah, that's
but, like, that's, like, a really core memory for me that is just, like, the happiest feeling, and I would love to, like, relive that happy feeling over and over again, but I don't know that there was a specific day that I think it's, like, the good thing about not reliving things is like it feels special because you know it only happened that one time, yeah. You know? And yeah, definitely had some bad days.
Yeah.
You know, that I mean, this whole week, let's just scrub it from the.
this week is yeah. The Netflix is a joke in yeah. LA. And it's a lot. Well, it's like everyone's like it's 2 weeks. I'm like it's a week and a half.
Yeah, yeah,
it's a week and a half.
I mean, listen, it's just that it. Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's all good stuff. It's just like a lot. It's,
yeah,
it's
a lot. You're up late.
Yeah,
you're sleeping in.
Mm-hmm. I'm not.
No, you're not.
I'm not. Yeah. Yeah, it would be fine. Actually, I would be so much better mentally if I could sleep in. But I, yeah,
you're like I have to pay the
and
bills.
Then yeah, and then my body wakes up anyway, so it's like, yeah.
It's hard.
You know.
It's hard. It's yeah. Hard.
Would you relive a day? Do you have an answer for that?
Now that you say like birthday parties mm-hmm. and stuff, I would say my kindergarten birthday yeah. party because it was at this like gymnastics place mm-hmm. and like my entire class was like,
oh, that's a great birthday.
It was a good birthday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I tried to mm-hmm. recreate it at 16.
Hilarious.
And it was so bad. They were so mean to me at that place, and my jaw popped out on the trampoline, and I was like,
"How did your jaw pop out?"
I have lockjaw.
Okay,
and it like
yeah,
I went on the trampoline. It just kind of like shifted. Yeah, and I was like, "Okay, well, this is stuck." And amazing. My birthday. It was,
yeah,
it was great.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So, what did you do? Did you have to go to the hospital?
No, I just popped it back in.
Great.
Yeah, that's.
Painful.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Yeah,
it's good stuff.
It's great. It's again, I also saw a TikTok of uh-huh. somebody recently who got their jaw stuck open and had to go to the hospital, and now it's my jaw's mm-hmm. fucking with me more, and I'm like,
you're like, uh-oh,
damn, okay, so we got stuttering and this more?
Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah, you can't have a stutter and lock jaw. You gotta pick one.
You gotta pick one. You gotta do one or the other. You can't do both. It doesn't work.
It's like you're either yapping or you're not, you know.
It's like I'm like... trying to yap but I can't because it keeps getting stuck. It's hard for me, but
well,
we're
so
chilling.
Okay, question about yes. the repeating day. Yes. Am I allowed to change things or does it happen exactly like, okay, let's say my perfect day is like I go to the beach.
Yeah.
Right. But then like maybe like one day I play beach tennis at the beach. Maybe yeah. one day I just swim, you yeah. know, maybe one day I see a dolphin. I yeah. don't know, you know,
yeah. it's yeah. It's mm-hmm. well, because like every time
the time loop doesn't affect
which earn it. She goes by tree.
Yeah. That was egregious. Why is your name Tree?
Teresa. Tree.
You think?
Teresa.
I think Tree is a real name.
Is it?
It's yeah.
That's
Taylor Swift's publicist is named Tree. Tree Payne, which is one of the worst names I've ever heard in my life. Tree Payne?
Tree Payne is like T-Pain.
Yeah.
But Tree.
Yeah. Ooh, I mean, sad.
That's
sad.
I, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is this her legal name?
I think so. I if I'm not mistaken. Okay. I mean, yeah, why would you go by Tree? I don't know.
You really like trees?
Yeah, you either got some like, you know, hippy dippy parents or something. Maybe it's a historical name
her,
I don't know about.
Her parents were not hippy dippy. Yeah. That's the thing. Well, I mean, we only saw her mom. Her mom is dead.
Yeah. But, oh, yeah, that yeah. really gets me. Dead parent.
Dead parent. Ooh.
Yeah.
Dead parent. You share a birthday?
Well, the conversation with the dad really... I was like, wait, she was supposed to be meeting up with her dad this whole time. I was like, you bitch. Like, go see your dad.
Yeah.
I cried. I teared up.
You teared up really?
Yeah, I did. Don't be mean to your parents. That's my one piece of advice. Don't be mean to your parents. I mean, some parents are shitty.
Yeah.
But, like, freaking pause the podcast right now. Come back. Call your freaking mom. Call your freaking dad, okay? They miss you. I hope.
I hope.
I don't know.
They don't.
Probably
no,
not.
They
yeah.
do. They yeah. No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
I mean, it's just like, I really was like,
you're like, I'm going to call my mom right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. And then I think also the reason why it kept repeating is because mm-hmm. it was like a moral thing.
Right.
Because
she needed to grow.
She needed to grow. But also it is her birthday. So it's like a.
Resetting clock.
Mm-hmm. And that's like a, you know, mm-hmm. a good day for her, but also a, you know, what's the word? I don't want to say traumatizing. That's not the right word.
She's scarred. She's
scarred. Like, yeah, because her, that's also her mom triggering. Yeah, her. It's also her mom's birthday.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. What a plot device.
What a
you
plot
know?
Device. You know. Yeah. Like, that's just. Yay! It's your birthday. Now you gotta pick up the phone.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I was like, you
have a special ringtone
for your birthday. How do you set that where everything on your birthday, you have to physically change that?
I feel like there's a way to, I'm not good with technology, but there must be some. No, yeah, that's insane, right?
You'd have to manually do it.
Right.
There's no way.
Yeah.
That you could like, oh, I'm going to set my alarm. Mm-hmm. So that it's like, oh.
Well, first when she was like, when her roommate like figured out her birthday or whatever.
Yeah.
And she was like, how did you know? And I'm like, like, what? And I'm like, this girl is such a bitch and she still gets a surprise party. And like, they're doing all this work to figure out when her birthday is. I was just like, this is so hilarious like, to me.
It's a birthday. I don't know if you, so do you go big on your birthday? Or are you like, I don't care?
No, I mean, listen, I really like other people's birthdays, but I feel like birthdays can be so stressful. Yeah. Like, you end up having to be the one to plan it, and it, which, like, of course, because, like, no one knows your, like, whole friend group like you do, right? Yeah. But then it's, like, so stressful because you want to be, like, accommodating to everyone and, like, plan something that everyone's going to enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I just don't like that aspect of it. Like, I have to do so much of that in my actual life of, like, organizing and planning and things, and I'm like, I don't want to do that. But I had like a few celebrations that I've really enjoyed, but mm-hmm. I never really had any like family growing up here and stuff. So like when I was a kid, it would mostly just be like me and my parents and my sisters, and it feels like a regular dinner with cake. But I wouldn't even eat my own birthday cake as a kid. I didn't like sweets. So everybody would be eating cake. Yeah, I didn't like sweets as a kid. I'm insane. Okay. No, I'm insane.
This
is how you find out.
At least you realized it, you know?
Yeah. Oh my God. And I also think part of it was because my mom would get me really cute cakes. Okay, and I just was like, oh, I don't want to eat it.
That's fair. That's fair. You're like,
If
you got me a cute cake and then like something ugly to eat next to it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I just didn't like sweets as a kid. So like there's literally home videos of everyone eating the cake and I'm eating pickles and beef jerky. Which is like, what?
The birthday cake of champions, and beef jerky.
I mean, come on now,
that's the treat you need.
Now I constantly crave sweets.
Oh yeah,
I think your body just changes.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and I think it's also like there's something about if you don't have enough dopamine.
Yeah,
you just crave more sweets.
Is that true?
I think so.
That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, I'd be shoveling M&Ms.
That's interesting. It's like a filler for not having, I don't know. I guess I was a happy kid, not anymore.
Happy kid. Need more happy adult.
Something changed.
Beef jerky and pickles.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And are you still eating that list together?
You know what? I'm off the, I could hoover a whole jar of pickles, but I just have kind of like, I think your like stomach changes as you get older. And I feel like things feel really acidic to me now. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like I'm easing off of the pickles and stuff. Every once in a while, still love a good beef jerky, man. Love a jerky. Yeah. You know, I don't know. I'm a weird. I don't know. That's.
No, I got you.
Yeah. But hey, beef jerky's good. I don't know.
I'm a big food combo person. And like, they're always.
Oh, the beef jerky with the pickles, with a little bit of cheese, a little bread. You got a little charcuterie board going, you know?
Okay. My things are a little weirder. I feel like they're more like the one I like to retry.
Okay,
the snacks I did when I was little.
Yeah,
and I'm like all of them are high snacks.
Oh, what are some of your combos?
One of my favorite ones, and people judge me harshly: vanilla ice cream, Cheetos.
Oh, interesting.
I don't understand
the cheese with the vanilla.
Honestly, really good.
Huh. Okay. I could see that. Yeah. I could see that.
High or sober. I was like, okay, this is actually. This
do
is
you
the-
still eat that regularly?
Not, no.
But do you get a craving every once
in
a while?
Every once in a while, I'm like, okay, I'll do this.
Yeah.
But I don't do it very often.
Yeah. Interesting. That's funny. I feel like mine are pretty tame. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
I think that's maybe the craziest.
My one weird combo is like, this is because growing up, my mom would do this, but I told someone this once and then everybody was like, that is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in the world. But like a little bit of macaroni and cottage cheese and you mix it together. Okay. And honestly, the macaroni's so warm that the cottage cheese like melts on it if you get like the right curd size, you know, and it's very delicious. But people are like, just eat pasta, and I'm like, no, but the cottage cheese is really good.
So
I think people are cottage cheese haters. I it's a comfort food.
Okay, I love that. Okay,
so if I really don't know what to eat and I'm very lazy, that's what I'll make.
What, just
the macaroni?
Okay,
you boil it, then you mix it with the cottage cheese. That's it. That's the meal.
I mean, it is cheese.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. So what's the problem, guys? Is cottage cheese cheese? Is that what you asked?
I don't know. I've never had it. It's always...
You've never had it?
It always weirds me out.
Really?
Yeah. I also... So there was this girl growing up who... And then I went to like end up going college with her. We would like go out to like Shake Shack or like... whatever. Not Shake Shack. In the Midwest, it's Steak and Shake.
Okay.
And... we'd all order like burgers and like stuff.
Yeah.
And she would just get cottage cheese.
Oh, that actually makes me mad.
Just cottage. And she would eat like a pound
of it. Did she have an eating disorder? Because I feel like that was very like 90s, early 2000s of like cottage cheese diet, you know?
I mean, this was like 2016.
Okay, so that's wrong. That's wrong.
I wish.
Why are they even selling cottage cheese?
Just as a side.
That also makes me mad.
That's why I don't like
cottage cheese. I think that's very valid. I will not judge you for that at all. It's a weird cheese. It's a weird cheese. Yeah.
Texture.
Yeah.
Why is it lumpy?
I get that. I have weird things where it's like, I don't know, I'm picky with certain things, but then I'll eat the weirdest thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like why I don't like fresh tomatoes, but cooked. I'm like, yeah, let's fucking go.
That makes,
love ketchup. Yeah.
The tomato, get it away from
me. Yeah.
Gross.
Oh, yeah. Like, bananas physically make me gag. Like, I've tried to eat them.
The string? Why is it stringy?
Why is it stringy? Like, no, I don't. The smell. And I'm not trying to be dramatic. I'm literally telling you, like, I want to like bananas so bad. Everyone looks so like they're having so much fun.
Right.
When they can just take a banana with them.
Like, oh, my God. Potassium.
Bananas Foster. Banana bread looks amazing.
Oh, my God.
But I literally physically like will like I want to hurl when I smell one. And I'm like, you have to get away with me if you're eating a banana.
Yeah.
Like, I can't be around you. Cool. And I wish I wasn't that way. But I literally think it's like a, like, I can't do it. And the texture's not great. I'm like,
yeah, that and yogurt for me.
Okay, I yogurt grew on me.
Okay.
I didn't like it really as a kid. I thought it was really weird. And then it grew on me as I got older. Yeah, because I think like, I was like, okay, well, I like chocolate pudding. And then you kind of like, I tried the whipped Yoplait.
Okay.
That had a great texture. And then I was like, okay, let me try regular yogurt. Okay. So yeah. Yeah. That's my journey. I won't apologize for it.
You're so brave. She's so brave.
Yeah.
That when I was like super little, I was not picky at all.
Okay.
And then as I
got older.
But then also my parents would just eat so much yogurt, and I could like, as soon as they open it downstairs, I could smell it in my room.
So for you, it's more of the memories attached with the food.
Yeah, and the banana too. It's also like my grandma would eat them, and then like the strings would be all over the and I'm like, ew, but also the smell. I'm super like sensitive with smell.
Yeah, the smell, so that's thing is, well, I mean, you need the I mean, it's important to eating, right?
Yeah.
That's how your taste buds talk to each other, you know? It's like you smell it, your mouth's like, I'm either watering or not, you know?
Like, it's
disgusting.
And now
I'm hungry. I'm going to buy myself a huge vat of pasta after
this. With some cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Love that. Oh, good gravy. That's kind of disgusting and great, but wonderful.
I'm sorry.
Oh, good. You know what? That would be...
that's the real horror.
That would be a fun way to die.
Yeah.
In a thing of cottage cheese. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, suffocating to cottage cheese. I don't know. That what do you have a I don't know. I don't like to fascinate on ways to die, but yeah. I think drowning or suffocating is one of the most painful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cuz like at least when it's like smoke or fire or something, you die of like smoke inhalation before you feel the burns. Don't ask me why I know that.
True crime.
Yeah, true crime. So it's like I just don't want to die in pain.
Yeah.
And I've been getting older, I'm more and more afraid of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one in this movie that is like the for me is the one where she's in the police car.
Yeah.
And she can't escape.
Right.
And she sees it coming.
Mm-hmm. That was
a
good
sit there.
That was a good turning point in the film too, because it was like each time it was kind of a stabbing and stuff, and then finally you see kind of something that like he like walk or she whatever the killer walks away and then like lights the car on fire and she's like having this moment of confusion of what's going on. But yeah, that one was freaky. The fire thing is freaky.
Don't just being trapped and also seeing it coming,
right? Exactly, the impending fear of it all.
If it if it's a surprise, that's fine. The one that was also just the worst but also really funny was when she was at the party, I think the second time, and she went upstairs.
Very funny.
And she's like, "I'm gonna hook up with this dude," and then he gets killed really quick. Mm-hmm. Well, also he's like, "Oh, I have this sex playlist."
I mean, he was probably one of the worst people ever, and so I didn't feel too bad when he died. But
but then you know the killer's like on top of a tree, and the drunk frat dude opens the door, and she's like, "Help!" And he's like, "All right," and he's like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, that was very funny.
Like that's unfortunately that's a reality, but it's funny because you're like, it's
so she's still in the sorority in the second movie.
I think she's a junior in this movie.
Yeah, girl, like, quit the sorority, babe.
I mean,
they are not nice to you.
I mean, she wasn't a good person either. But
that she was pretty terrible.
But
very annoying.
Yeah. But in the end, I was like, okay, she's.
Oh, by the end, I was like, okay,
I was like, okay, Tria and Carter.
Yeah. Yeah, was like, that was cute. Love.
I think I teared up this time at them. I was like, I want that. That's so sweet.
If she breaks Carter's freaking heart, she's dead to me, dude.
You're happy death day 3.
Yeah, exactly. It's me.
Just you. It's me. You're like, why are you? You're like, you broke Carter's heart.
Yeah.
I'm going to stab yours.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
And then you're like, also, you're a dumb bitch, too.
Will they be making a third one?
Probably not.
Okay, yeah. It's like it wraps up in the second one.
Yeah.
I might go home and watch it today. That might be,
It's really
I need to know the deets.
Really fun. Okay. It's like, again, they just are like, how else can we kill Tree?
Yeah. I like a little bit of camp. I like a campy horror movie. Yeah. The few horror movies I have seen, like one of my favorites, I don't even know if it counts as horror, is Renfield.
Oh, that's a horror,
I love it. Isn't a little it gory in some parts.
Oh, yeah, it's a vampire.
But so funny. Ben Schwartz's character. I mean, Nicolas Cage, I think that was only, maybe it's like the second Nick Cage movie I've ever seen.
Okay.
I haven't seen a lot of his stuff, but I've seen the one where he looks for the Declaration of Independence.
Okay.
Ben's laughing in the corner. What's it called?
National
Yeah, I almost said Indiana Jones for some reason.
I mean, close.
Yeah.
Same thing.
But I've seen that, love it. And I don't have any reason to not like it. Yeah. I just have never seen any of his films. And then I saw him in Renfield and I was like, the guy from National Treasure is acting his tits off in this film. He's
honestly
funny.
Pretty good.
He's hilarious. He's incredible in that film. Are you serious? I've seen it 5 times.
That's a lot. You're like, I love Nick Cage. If you love that, then you'll love. Well, there's another movie called Willy's Wonderland where it's like.
I hate that title. But
it's basically Five Nights at Freddy's.
Okay.
But it's him. He has one line the whole movie.
Okay.
And it's just him murdering robots.
Okay.
And it's. But he doesn't say anything. And all he wants to do is drink soda and play pinball.
And he's the killer?
No.
Oh. Okay.
He's like the
hero. He's a character.
But he's like annoyed with these animatronics. So he's like,
I love that.
It's really fun. It's a little gory.
Yeah.
But if you watch it in daylight, robot. They do off humans. A couple people.
Okay.
But it's like, it's honestly pretty funny.
Yeah, they need to do that. They need to have events where you can watch horror movies in the daylight, because I think a lot more people would come. There's people just like me, you know?
You're just like, I don't want
to. You know which horror movie? I'm just interested on your opinion on all these movies I've seen. The one that really actually kind of freaked me out was The Craft.
Really? Okay, why?
It was creep. It was scary. It was so. And these girls are mean. They're in high school. You know, it was just like it was the bug scene really gave me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
Like that one girl was out of control. Like it was just really, it was a lot for me emotionally to watch. And a lot of the scenes were like this for me.
That's fair. Yeah.
And I saw that outdoors at an outdoor theater.
Okay.
With a friend. Thank God I was not alone. It was scary.
It's spooky.
It's scary. Okay. It's not spooky. It's scary. And I had a time. Okay. But yeah.
That's so interesting. It's so interesting to see what scares people.
Yeah.
Because like
I saw Scream 6, which is kind of a little bit like, you know,
slashery. That's a very scary.
And I thought it was so good. I've never seen the original, but I thought, I probably shouldn't say that on this podcast.
No, but it's also like they kind of spoil everything.
I've read all the synopses. Okay.
Of course.
In preparation. But I loved the lead actress. I thought it was so well thought out. Mm-hmm. I loved the plot. I loved, you know, the twists. I loved that it was multiple killers. I thought it was really well done. Do you like that one?
I love Scream. Okay. Scream's one of my favorites.
I think it's just such a cult classic slasher film, right? And it's like really well done, and you get invested in the characters, and it's like a good ensemble cast, and I liked it.
See the first one.
I know. Maybe we can go watch it together if they like, you know, sometimes during Halloween they'll put it in theaters stuff.
I would be honored to watch Scream with you for the first time.
I would love to.
It's also seeing it through the eyes of someone who's never seen it before.
Yeah.
You've read the synopsis of that, but like you don't know all the twists. Mm-hmm. You don't know everything.
What I'd really love to see, if you want to go, is The Shining.
Ooh, yeah.
Because I've never seen that, and I really want to be a part of the conversation.
I
want to
hear what the hype's about.
Here comes Johnny. I want to know where Johnny's coming from and where he's going. You know? I want to know. I already know everything, but I want to know.
Yeah. I would be honored. That The Shining is a lot slower.
Yeah.
And it's a lot more of like a slow burn.
Yeah.
And it's very like psychological. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's not as like, I mean, there is some gore, but it's not in your face gore like Scream 6.
Yeah.
It's more like.
Yeah. I think I'm getting better. I've seen more horror films this year than the whole rest of my life cumulatively.
That's impressive.
So, yeah, it's five.
You're crushing it.
Yeah.
You're crushing it.
Yeah.
Just like the murderous baby this film. Mm-hmm. Any other.
That was weird, right?
Right.
Why is that their mascot? Are they the babies? Like, what's the team mascot?
And also to have then the mask around campus that people just wear. Because I don't know if you've been to any colleges.
Yeah,
I don't. You know, I'm
that shouldn't happen to a baby.
Yeah, I'm thinking about like the University of Wisconsin. I'm like, nobody's wearing Bucky Badger on their face except Bucky.
Yeah.
I mean, they might wear a hat with him on it, but like,
who's dressing up as this baby?
Nobody's like, let me put on this. Like, no one's doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
School spirit.
It's weird. Because it's a face. Like, it's just. Yeah. Like, because most of the mascots are like, okay, maybe someone wears like, if it's a hawk, they wear wings or something. Right. Which is still so lame. But like, yeah, it was weird that it was a baby. Like, no reason for it to be that. What it was.
It's funny.
It was well designed, I guess.
Yeah.
That is creepy, like a baby killing you, I guess. But maybe signaling rebirth or something. I don't know. I'm trying to give it a reason, and there's truly no reason for
it could just be it looked creepy.
Yeah, it is creepy.
Like imagine you're yeah. walking home
yeah.
from the comedy store, right? And because you decided to walk.
Yeah. Yeah. I decided to walk at home at 4 a.m.
Yeah. Just, yeah. you know, from the comedy store. And you just, you know, you turn and then there's just someone standing there and they're wearing that.
Yeah. It would be scary. I think any mask is scary, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they could be in anything. They could be in any silicone mask and I'd be like, I'm about to die.
Okay. Any final thoughts on the movie? Oh, my God. You are gay.
I'm gay?
No, that part. Is that in the second one or the first one? I don't fucking remember at this point.
I was just like, finally, someone sees me.
Now I'm like totally blanking.
I don't think it's in this one.
Shit.
Who does she say that to?
It's the second movie. God damn it. They blend together so much.
Now I absolutely, that completely sold it for me.
The boy.
Oh my God. Wait, I need to come back after I watch the second one.
Yeah. The second movie, they do.
Oh my God! Who do they? Is it for
no,
to
the guy who she's like when she rounds the corner and he like dumpsters her and she just goes she just gets so much she goes you are gay
yeah oh wait she does
the first movie
I don't think she says no, like you're gay but she's like hey we know like you're okay.
I thought I was crazy and I thought I just. Miss that.
I think so, yeah.
Now I'm like mixing up.
Is he in the second movie
too?
He's
in the second movie.
Okay, and he's still struggling with this?
Yeah. Because, okay. Again, they repeat the same day.
Oh, the same day from the first movie?
Yeah.
That I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Okay, spoiler yeah, so that's in the second one.
Okay, never mind.
Sure.
My B, guys. My B. I have brain rot.
Hilarious.
I have brain rot right
no,
now.
No, they all, it's the same
it's,
day over
it's
and
It's literally
over again.
The same movie.
I love that you watched both.
The fact that you're like, I guess I'm gay now.
Yeah.
Oopsies.
No, I was just like, finally, everyone's been saying it, so let's go.
You're like, here
I'm
we are.
Culturally gay though.
I love that journey for you.
Yeah. And I wish I was, if I'm being honest. Not even as a joke. I wish I was a little gay, but it's not happening for me.
Yeah.
I feel like gays love horror.
Gays do love horror.
Right?
They love horror.
Yeah. I don't know why.
It's campy. It's
camp.
Fun.
Yeah,
it's
it camp. Is. It is. It's
yeah.
very camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's silly, goofy, you know? I was just like, oh, okay. I was like, I guess I'm gay. Like, thanks. You outed
like,
me on your Sony cameras here today in the studio. You're gay. It's like, sick, dog. Like, thank you.
You're like,
I had no clue. You're Katie like, just told me I'm gay. All right, fucking let's rock and roll, baby.
You're like, I came to. She seems nice, and then yeah. she just starts just outing people.
Like she bullied me at her podcast. She had no stutter when she was homophobic, by the way. So insane. So insane.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'd like to formally apologize
no,
to not only
no,
you,
I'm gonna
but
tell
to my reputation of
that
what,
was
this movie.
Incredible. I literally, because when you did it, can I tell you something? When you went, you're gay, I literally go, wait, am I? I was like, I literally like had a moment where I was like, oh, this is how I find out. Like, this is how it happens. You don't, someone tells you, your fairy godmother comes to you and she tells you you're gay.
You're and like, oh, yeah. I literally cried.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh man.
Hilarious.
Wow. I got the movies mixed up, but we're chill. You
I should have watched both.
That's okay.
I didn't know it was
movie.
Out. I didn't know the second
oh,
one
yeah,
was
it's,
out.
Oh, yeah. It's been
okay.
out for a hot second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you haven't returned
you
anymore.
You are gay!
What a line delivery. What a
it's
line
It's the second
delivery.
Movie. My bad, people. My bad, but it's such
oh
a good line.
Yeah,
that you should watch the second movie.
I actually will watch the second one. I actually enjoyed myself. I liked that it was like a silly, goofy horror movie, and it was so like well lit. That's my other thing with horror. I'm always like this in the freaking theater. Like I can't. It's so
you can't see
dark.
It's bright. It's, yeah, it's a bright, fun horror movie.
Yeah, the real like, horror happens in the daytime.
Exactly. The only part that I, while rewatching it, was like, okay, I'm a little stressed. The hospital scene.
The hospital scene was hard.
Like
I kind of like the long like, I was one watching it like this.
With
like,
where she, because the roommate was like, oh, I'm going to, there's a serial killer.
Yeah.
Bad guy. Who obviously, you know, we're just
no,
gonna.
No, he's a serial killer, but he's a good guy. Actually.
He's actually like a really
nice guy.
He's really nice. Yeah. I'm just gonna give him a gun and then put this mask on his face.
Insane.
And he'll know what to do.
Well, she was impersonating him. So she gave him the sleep drugs, and she put the mask and gun so it would seem like she framed him for all that stuff, and then she was actually doing the things. And then this time he was just like, the second time in the hospital, he's just like attacked by the main character, and then he's like, okay, well obviously I'm gonna kill this bitch.
Yeah,
you know,
and like the running up the stairs,
that's stressful for me, and that's the stuff that stresses me out, is when it's like literally the trying to get away and escape and things, and it's like
and then he snaps Carter's neck, and I'm like,
that was crazy.
Leave baby boy alone.
Yeah, also the serial killer guy, the way that they did his hair, and just like, I mean, it was, you have to laugh.
He's a
dreamboat.
He's got inches.
Yeah,
he's got inches.
Wait, can I ask you, is the roommate back in the second one?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I gotta watch it. I gotta see.
It's a time loop, baby.
Bitch.
Everybody's back.
Yeah,
everybody's back. Okay. Everybody, they go into the characters so much more.
Really,
and it's
okay.
And they bring in some new people too. And it's
okay. I'm into it.
It's camp. It's so fun. It is so fun. I also, something very silly that also happened in the hospital scene as well.
Mm-hmm.
When she's like, oh, the killer's gonna escape. You gotta call for somebody. And then she's like running towards the room, and there's just a giant axe on the wall that says break in case of emergency.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a hospital where there's just a giant axe in that like you have to break to get in?
I don't want to speak out of turn because I'm like, maybe hospitals have different stuff than we do. But that felt insane.
Yeah, I was like, it's just like, normally it would be like, oh, here's a fire extinguisher, break in case of emergency.
Right.
Not
the biggest axe you've ever seen.
Not,
in your
life. Here's a full axe in, you know, near a serial killer. And
that's,
in that ward.
That's the stuff I don't like, is the axe. Like, don't butcher me.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like,
it's also like, they got to be really close.
Also, I love that that's the thing that you're tripping up on, of like, this seems so out of reality. Meanwhile, she's in a time loop. Like,
I'm like, okay, I can get the time loop thing, but
the axe. But
thing,
the axe?
I couldn't get past. I was like, this isn't real. This isn't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really like to just think about that stuff, you know? Yeah. That's all I had on my nose. Dude.
Yeah. What's your favorite horror movie?
Favorite horror movie? Probably Scream.
Okay, that, cool. Yeah, favorites. A slasher film. Yeah.
I like a good slasher.
The psychological ones are actually the scarier ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're more in love. I struggle with slow burns, but like, I love like a good whodunit.
Yeah. Oh, and I love mysteries. I love heists. I love things like that. If there's a world where I could see a movie that's like a horror movie with a heist.
Abigail.
Oh, see, that trailer is insane.
It's such a funny movie.
Really?
And it's really,
okay.
It's hilarious.
She's a ballerina, right?
She's a ballerina vampire. She wears sparkly shoes. She's amazing.
I mean, Ben, do you like horror?
I sure do.
What's your favorite movie?
I never know what to say because I also love Scream so much. Like, that's my Scream.
Oh my god, look at her. She's so cute. Gay. Okay.
With John Cusack from like 2003.
Okay.
Where he's like stuck in a motel and you like find That keeps happening.
Wait, that's a great plot.
Cool.
There's a huge plot twist at the end.
Ooh. Identity, it's called. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna look that one up too. Maybe I'm like the newest horror fan. Maybe you converted me.
I mean, there's so many horror
movies
that are like easier to get into.
Yeah,
like, I feel like even like Halloween and that stuff, because they're older.
Yeah,
you can be like, well, okay.
See, when I was like growing up, when horror films were popular, it was like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and I'm just not interested in that.
Yeah, that movie's. I rewatched that for the pod, and I was like, wow, this movie's pretty fucked up.
I like when there's still a plot a little bit,
yeah,
you know, and maybe that's stupid because it's like a horror. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's like, I think that's still doable, you know?
100%, yeah.
I know a lot of people are like very cerebral and like snobbish about their horror films and stuff, but I'm like, I like, it can just be fun.
That's the point. There's I always talk about this, my turning point in like judging horror movies was the movie Santa Jaws.
Okay.
Because I
like, it's like the movie Jaws with Santa?
Yes. But it's a Santa Jaws. He has a holiday lights wrapped around him. Cause it's not a good movie.
Uh-huh.
Like already you're like, okay, that sounds ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
But it was so fun. Mm-hmm. Like, it was silly. And it was like, okay, you know what? There are some good moments in it. And it's like, every movie's good.
I've never seen Jaws.
Every movie is bad.
Every movie is good and every movie is bad.
You know?
And I love a bad movie.
Oh.
I don't go to the movies to, like, be, like, up my own ass. I go to have fun and have a silly, goofy time.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Like, that's what you should do. Jaws is very fun, though.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, the music is iconic. Oh, that was the other thing about this movie, is some of the music was pretty silly. Like, because I would, you know, because I look away sometimes when I watch horror, so the soundtrack really hits me harder. But some of the it wasn't bad for the movie, but it was just felt a lot sillier than, like, you know, the dramatic, like, you know, music you typically hear. And I do love a dramatic soundtrack.
Of course.
Yeah, I love the spooky. I love all that. Yeah,
but it was more like,
yeah,
okay, we're gonna get some pop in here.
Yeah, yeah, it was really, that was actually really funny that it's like there's a murder going on and it's like a Demi Lovato song or like some pop song in the frat. I forget what the song was playing, but at the frat party or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was like absolutely hilarious.
It's
like,
so good.
Yeah,
it's so good.
It's like, it's full blast Demi Lovato right now.
Like really? You're like, honestly, this is a good song to
you're
be
like,
murdered
it's
to, kind
of hitting.
Guess.
Yeah.
Which is also like, you think about that when you get into like a car crash,
right?
Like the song keeps playing. It's that way.
Yeah.
It's
similar
vibes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm listening to a lot of gay music.
I'm never
that was
gonna,
incredible.
I'm never
I can't
that.
Wait
it's
to
great.
See that clip
it's
come
gonna
out.
Be great. It's just, you're gay. That's not in this movie. Oh, shit. My bad.
Yeah.
We're good.
No, that changed
again.
My life.
I have brain rot.
No, you don't. You just, it's a time loop movie.
It's a time
loop. I don't know what I did
I'm
yesterday.
Trapped in it.
You know what I mean?
Like, I don't either.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That would be the thing. I would wake up in a time loop and be like, I don't remember anything.
I
would just relive the same day.
Like totally normal. I'd be like, I guess I'm getting murdered today.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd
this
be
is
like,
weird.
What did I do yesterday? Like, I would even forget that there's someone after me.
You're like,
me.
My head hurts.
Yeah.
I wonder why. Oh, because you were stabbed nine
That would
times.
Be what would happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
So, out of 10, what are we thinking?
I don't know what the... It's hard for me to rate things like that.
Yeah.
I guess a 6, simply because I'm assuming... Well, okay, I'm rating it based on how I think other horror fans would watch it.
Oh, my God. No, it's how you rate
it.
It's how...
I very much enjoyed myself.
That's
I'm not saying it's like the pinnacle of cinema, but
sure.
it was a fun film.
Yeah.
And it was well thought out, and I liked the plot, and I had some stakes in it, and it was watchable for me, who's a little fraidy cat. But yeah, I enjoyed it. Let's go 7.
Oh, okay.
7.5, 7.
Okay.
Yeah. What would you rate it?
I gave it a 6 as well.
Okay.
Because it's fun. It's campy.
Yeah.
I actually, when I first saw it, I was like 8. When
yeah.
I watched it, I was like, okay, it's not as good as I remembered
yeah.
it. But like, it's still really fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I don't think it's supposed to be.
I bet the second one's better, right?
I haven't seen it in a minute. Yeah. So I'll also have to rewatch
yeah,
it.
I'm going to rewatch it and see. Yeah.
It's, I mean, the, yeah. the gay. It's gay. Oh, the one moment with the sorority sister where she signs and does the, do you remember that?
Sign?
Where she like, she does the sign language and she does the, do you want to go to the party? Thing, and I was like, oh my god,
that was insane. That was actually insane.
I forgot about that and I was like, whoa,
yeah, why is that in there?
They said we're gonna be edgy.
Yeah, they said we're ableist.
let's bring it on. And I'm like, okay,
yeah.
But she's,
I literally had to rewatch that because I was like, did my, what happened? I was like, what, she did not do that right now. Yeah, that was insane.
That's anyways, that was that.
She's a bad, they're all bad people.
They're all bad people, but they're great. They're, I'm sure they're great people in real life and great actors.
Yeah.
And whatnot. They're really good at playing assholes.
Yeah.
Which is a delightful thing. So this is a silly question that I always ask everybody. Were you afraidy or not afraidy?
I was not afraidy.
Okay. She's a brave.
I'm gay and I'm brave and I'm not afraid to talk about it. Thank you, Ben. Thank you. I was not afraidy. There were a few moments where I was like, you know, waiting for her to get like stabbed.
Yeah,
or like,
you knew it was coming.
Yeah, yeah. I knew it was coming. But then they didn't really show that. So I was like, that was great. Yeah. That's perfect. Cut it off right there. You know,
that's all I need. Yeah. Yep. I don't need to see your hand.
So
yourself.
I would say if you're looking to watch a film that gives you a little bit of that sensation, this is not the film for that.
Yeah,
but it's a clever film. It's very clever.
Clever and fun. Yeah, yeah. I definitely was not. Mm-hmm. I am gay, and I was not afraidy.
Yeah.
Yes. Ally.
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 It's not Pride Month yet, but when we're recording,
this
but
episode,
it might be
Pride Month. Ally. This is the gay episode.
Can you please title it that, the gay episode?
Neither of us are gay. We just
We just want to be.
we just want to be. But alas, here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Yeah.
And we're at the point of the episode where you plug your stuff.
Oh, if you want to see my stuff, it's at Ariana Ramick on all socials and ArianaRamick.com for any show dates. That's ArijanaRamic. Yeah. Pretty easy.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thanks for being on.
Thanks for having me. What a blast.
Of course. And thank you to our sponsors. Oh.
Squarespace.
Squarespace.
Yeah.
Squarespace. Are you gay?
Yeah.
Well, then you should get a copy of Fangoria. Use code KatieAfraidy25 to get 25% off. Also, thank you to Filmcraft Studio Gear. You can find them at FilmcraftLA on Instagram and FilmcraftLA.com for all your cool production needs. And then I like to end every pod with some good or shitty advice regarding the movie. I usually just, it's whatever off the top of my head. But you gave some good advice. Call your parents.
Call your mom. Call your dad. Call your grandma if she raised you. I don't know who raised you.
Call everybody. Give everybody a call.
A phone call is so nice.
So nice.
Hey, was just thinking about you.
So
cute.
Love it.
Please.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Done.
You're done. You don't have to go texting back and forth and all this bullshit. No. Call your mom.
Yep. Call your mom. It's easy. Also, if I can do it with a speech impediment, you can do it.
Yeah. And speech impediment, lockjaw, and gay.
And what else
we got? Hates bananas.
Hates bananas.
I'm really selling you.
You're like, loves cottage cheese. Big cottage cheese gal over here.
Hey, ladies, I love cottage cheese.
I'm gay and I love cottage cheese. What can I say? That's
hilarious.
And if you're gay, you're gay. And we love that journey for you.
Yeah. We really do.
And on that note, guys, this has been an episode. Yep. Stay spooky.
Stay spooky. I love that. Bottle full of bub, look, mommy, I got the eggs. I'm getting to
taking drugs. I'm in the house. You scared me.
Hey, you're up. Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.